From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. It's getting less likely that the remnants of Tropical Storm Bonnie will strengthen in the Gulf of Mexico. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Bonnie is breaking apart. Forecaster Dave Roberts says the storm is probably not going to cause a huge problem in the area around BP's damaged oil well.
To veer on the safe side, it was more important that what they did in terms of their precautions with the rig. But as it stands right now, we're looking for very little change of intensity as it moves toward the coast tonight.
Officials had moved dozens of ships from the BP site to get them out of the storm's way. Intelligence officials in Pakistan say a U.S. missile strike in a volatile tribal region along the Afghan border has killed 16 militants. They say six missiles struck a hideout in South Waziristan, known to be frequented by foreign fighters. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen is in Pakistan today. He's expected to meet with Pakistan's Army Chief. The BBC's Joe McGivering reports a visit is part of an effort to cement U.S.-Pakistan relations in the ongoing fight against militants.
Admiral Mullen's visit comes at a sensitive time. Diplomatically, the U.S. is trying to prove to Pakistan that it's a trustworthy long-term ally, eager to help with security and development. But in the short term, Washington wants Pakistan to increase its military attacks on insurgents. Early on Saturday, American missiles hit a suspected militant hideout in South Waziristan, killing at least 16 people. U.S. drone attacks are highly controversial in Pakistan, fueling the public's strong anti-American sentiment.
The BBC's Jill McGivering reporting from Islamabad. More U.S. service members have been killed in southern Afghanistan. The NATO-led coalition says a bombing has killed at least four members of the international contingent, and U.S. officials confirm they're American. Dozens of international service members have been killed in Afghanistan this month, including more than 50 Americans. Investigators in northern Mexico are digging up the remains of some 38 people found so far in a remote grave site. Monica Ortiz Uribe reports they're believed to be victims of the country's drug war.
The bodies were discovered in a rural area about an hour away from Monterrey, Mexico's third largest city. A government spokeswoman said the state of decomposition varied. She said a few had been dead for only 2 or 3 days. Some bodies had gunshot wounds. Investigators were led to the gravesite by an anonymous phone call placed to the Mexican military. Officials have not confirmed any links to drug trafficking. Two other clandestine gravesites were recently discovered in nearby areas. 20 bodies were found in those sites. Drug-related violence in Mexico has been escalating since 2006. Since then, some 24,000 people have been killed. For NPR News, I'm Monica Ortiz Uribe.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. The Senate committee investigating a possible link between the release of the Lockerbie bomber and lobbying by BP has once again been told not to expect witnesses from the British or Scottish governments. But as Larry Miller reports from London, that's not stopped committee members from asking them to reconsider testifying at their hearing next week.
Writing to Scotland's First Minister, New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg said the Senate committee is looking for answers and he's pleading for direct representation from the Scottish government. But Scottish officials remain adamant in their refusal to attend, saying their decision had nothing to do with BP and was solely due to the Lockerbie bomber being diagnosed with terminal prostate cancer. The Senate committee also wants former British government officials to testify, and they have also refused. Foreign Secretary William Hague says BP's lobbying of Britain 2 years earlier over a prisoner transfer agreement with Libya was perfectly normal and legitimate, and that suggestions to the contrary are based on unsubstantiated rumors. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The Coast Guard says water temperatures in the 70s mean that any other survivors of a plane crash into Lake Michigan could remain alive for a while. The plane went down yesterday with 5 people on board. Memorial Medical Center of West Michigan spokesman Bill Cairns explains what happened.
It lost power. They tried to turn back and reach shore. They were about halfway across Lake Michigan when the difficulty occurred, but they were not able to get back to shore, and they landed in the lake.
The plane was flying to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota, where one of the passengers was to be treated for cancer. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News from Washington.